Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to LaToya?
Yeah. Yes, I got Miss LaToya Hayes on the line. She needs assistance with her Depo.
Okay, thank you. Claim. I appreciate the transfer.
Thank you from here.
No appreciate the transfer. So hi, Miss Hayes. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. I'm a case intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. What you can expect, I'm going to ask you some questions to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. And if you do, I'll get you connected with the law firms that we work with, and they'll take the case further, okay? You'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, not yet.
Okay. And then you're an adult over age 18?
I am.
Okay, so you could file this claim for yourself. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Could you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis, LaToya?
November 10th, 2019.
Let me repeat that just to make sure I have the date correct. November 10th, 2019?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. All right, before I go any further, I do need to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm assuming you're both a resident and a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Thank you, LaToya. Could you provide me your date of birth, please?
June 19th, 1985.
Okay. I'm sorry. You broke up, so I just want to reconfirm that. I apologize for asking again, but it's 06-19-1985.
Yes, that's great.
Okay, thanks, LaToya. I appreciate it. Okay, do you happen to know anyone else that has received Depo injections and also developed a meningioma type of tumor?
No, not right off.
Okay, that's all right. Did you consume the brand name Depo Provera made by Pfizer?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. And you already answered this question, but I'll ask it again. You did use Depo Provera for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
I used it for 3 years.
That's more than a year. And did you get at least four injections prior to your diagnosis? Four injections within a year prior to your diagnosis?
Say it again. I'm sorry. Did
you get at least four injections in 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
I got them every 3 months. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So there'd be every 3 months, four injections.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then the law firm does ask for the approximate dates you're receiving injections. So could you tell me the start date? When did you start receiving Depo injections?
I started in February 2016.
February 2016? Okay, I'm going to put February 1st, 2016 as the approximate date. Would that be all right?
That's fine.
Okay, and then when did you stop taking Depo Provera?
I stopped taking it. I got diagnosed in November 10th.
Okay.
So I stopped taking it. I want to say around that time when I got sick, I stopped taking it right after I found out I was sick.
Okay. So what I can put is November 1st, 2019. Would that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. And that answers the next question, which is, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date? And the answer is yes, because you had used it between 2016 and 2019. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to be gathering information about yourself, and this will be going on the legal agreement. So we'll start with your gender. You're a female, correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. And LaToya, can I get your marital status, please?
I'm single.
Thanks, single, okay. And LaToya, that's your legal first name?
Uh-huh.
And that's spelled LaToya?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and there's no capital T, correct? It's just LaToya?
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank you, LaToya. And then do you have a middle initial?
K.
Okay. And your last name, I have, let's see here, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third? Okay. And as I mentioned to you, that if you meet the criteria, we'll have you sign the legal agreement between you and the law firm that allows the law firm to represent you. And secondly, I'll have you sign an authorization to release medical records. That form will be used by the law firm to submit to your doctor or your hospital to request medical records. But we do need to put the social security number on that form so they gather the right records. Can I get your social, please?
425-538656.
Okay, can I repeat that just to make sure I have it correct? 8656. Okay, I'm sorry. So I'm going to repeat it during the beginning just to make sure I have it right. 425-538656.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Thank you, LaToya. All right. And then any forms that you do sign, I'll send you copies to your email address. So you always have copies. The email I have is LTY, then your last name spelled just as you'd normally spell it, HAYES, the number one at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this phone number, 601-325-1125, is that your mobile number belonging to you?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Now, it may seem that you're all done doing this screening, signing the legal forms, but there is one final step, and that's called a case verification call. That does occur between you and the law firm. They quickly, LaToya, want to verify that, one, is you've received depot injections, two, you developed a meningioma, and three, that it's okay to submit the request for medical records to start working on your case. So that's a case verification call. It generally occurs within a day or two of our call. So since today's Friday, it could happen Monday or Tuesday of next week, maybe even today. What is the best time that you can be reached? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening for this call?
Afternoon will be fine.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right. Now I'll be gathering your address. Your residence, please.
It's 30 Blankenship Circle in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Okay. Uh-huh. Perfect. Let me see here. Blankenship Circle. And that's Hattiesburg?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me find it. Maybe I don't have the street name. Is it 30 Blankenship Circle?
Uh-huh, in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Okay. I found it. Okay, there we go. And that's zip code 39401?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Let me just confirm I have the address correct. It's 30 Blankenship Circle. That's Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Is that a house or is that an apartment?
A house.
Okay, so there's no apartment number or unit number to that address?
No.
Thank you, LaToya. All right, now the next series of questions are designed to gather information about medical record for medical records. So we'll start with the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma. The name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma. In other words, this is the doctor that
so
probably.
My OBGYN. That's who gave me my medicine, but who my neurosurgeon was Dr. Bradley Hall.
Well, the neurosurgeon could have been the doctor that treated you. Did you have to undergo surgery to remove a meningioma?
I did.
You did. Okay.
My OBGYN, when I started having complications, Dr. Daniel Sanford is my OBGYN. That's who did the test and found out everything. That's my OB.
Okay. So Dr. Daniels is the one that tested you to learn that and discovered you had a meningioma?
No. Dr. Sanford. Is the one my OBGYN? That's who sent me in for testing, and Dr. Bradley Hall was my neurosurgeon. That's who did my surgery.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll start with this. Who was the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera?
My OBGYN.
Yes, and what is that doctor's name?
Dr. Daniel Sanford.
Daniel Sanford, Sanford,
uh-huh.
or Stanford, Stan.
Sanford.
Sanford, and he's in what? Where's his office located? What city?
It's in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, as well. It's 421 South.
Okay, one second. I'm sorry. One moment, please. I apologize. Give me one moment. Okay, so I found Dr. Keith Sanford, MD, OBGYN. Looks like he's part of the Hattiesburg Obstetrics and Gynecology Hospital Care on 421 South 28th Avenue.
At the time, Dr. Daniel Sanford was my OBGYN.
Sorry, LaToya, but just to confirm, Dr. Keith Sanford, your OBGYN is the one that prescribed Depo-Provera?
Dr. Daniel Sanford.
Oh, Daniel. See, I got, oh, thank you. I got the wrong doctor. Okay, I apologize. Okay, Dr. Daniel Keith Sanford. Oh, no, it's actually the same doctor. Apparently, he goes by first name Keith. He uses his middle name, Keith, apparently.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. I always called him Dr. Daniel or Dr. Sanford or something like that. I never called him Keith.
Okay, that's okay. Dr. Sanford, Dr. Daniel Sanford, and he is an OBGYN, and he would prescribe Depo-Provera, and he's part of the Hattiesburg Gynecology Hospital Care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's located at 421 South 28th Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Bear with me
and
here.
He did all the testing. And it was at the Wesley Hospital. That's where I was diagnosed and all my treatments and stuff.
I'm sorry. Bear with me. I'm sorry. Let me just get... I've got a lot of, I've got to enter this information in, so bear with me here.
Okay,
so did you get the injections at his clinic on 421 South 28th Avenue?
I did.
Okay, thank you. And it looks like I have a phone number for this doctor as being 601-268-5640. Does that sound right to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And so you didn't give yourself the injections or have someone else do it. It was actually at the doctor's office.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, so we just finished gathering the information about the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera. That's Dr. Daniel Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D, OBGYN, and his facility is Hattiesburg Clinic Obstetrics and Gynecology. And we've confirmed the address and the phone number. Now we can move to the name of the doctor that discovered your meningioma.
The neurosurgeon was Dr. Brantley Hall.
Dr. Brantley Hall. Can you spell the last name?
H-A-L-L.
Okay. And is he in Hattiesburg, Mississippi as well?
Yes.
Okay. That's do you know the first name Bentley? You said Bentley.
Bradley. B-R-A-D. Bradley Hall. B-R-A-D-L-E-Y.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he's the doctor that found your meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is he also the doctor that did surgery for you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. And what was the name of the hospital that you received the diagnosis and received treatment?
Wesley Hospital.
W-S-L-E-Y?
It's called Marriott Health Wesley. But I would say Wesley.
What street is it on?
What is it? I think it's off of Hardy Street. I want to say it's 5001 Hardy Street, yeah, in Hattiesburg.
Okay. Thank you. So it goes by Merit Health Wesley Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, and then the address there is correct. It's 5001 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39402.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now did you have a prior cancer diagnosis before your meningia?
Well, I don't remember them saying that. I just know they had to go in and remove the tumor.
Okay,
and they did radiation on me so that I wouldn't have cancer.
Okay.
Or if I had cancer, to remove it.
So just to confirm, you were never diagnosed with a cancer before they found the meningioma, is that right?
No, I didn't have. No, I was never sick until I started taking the depo. Ooh, I don't even want to think about it.
Okay, I understand. I know it's disconcerting to know that you got a meningioma that could be linked to, or that is linked to the depo injections.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just confirm. We've got Dr. Bradley Hall, who's responsible for diagnosing your meningioma as well as treating your meningioma. And this was both at Merit Health Wesley Hospital, and that's located, again, at 5001 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, and the phone number I got from the Internet. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And then we've got Dr. Daniel Sanford is the doctor, your OBGYN, that prescribed Depo-Provera. Is that right, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Okay, thank you. Latoya, do you happen to have any copies of medical records that show the diagnosis or the treatment for meningioma?
No.
No, but do you think they're available through a MyChart? Or perhaps maybe at the doctor's or hospital?
Well, the hospital probably should have them, but I don't.
Okay, good. All right, that's fine. Okay, so we're getting close to wrapping up here, Latoya. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
My mother.
She lives with you?
No, she don't.
Does not. Okay, your mother. And her name, please.
Loretta Brown.
I'm sorry. Could you spell out her first name?
Loretta, last name Brown.
Okay. And the phone number for Loretta?
601-522-8054.
Okay. And I'll just confirm the emergency contact will be your mom, and that's Loretta Brown. Loretta spelled Loretta, and Brown is like the color. The phone number is 601-522-8054.
Uh-huh.
Would you happen to know her email address?
No.
Okay.
I don't know her email.
What about her address? Do you know her address?
I can give you, do 1107 Martin Luther King Drive, apartment 3.
Okay. And that's in, what city and state?
Columbia, Mississippi.
Okay. And the zip code?
39429.
39429?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. So I have her address as 1107 Martin Luther King Drive, apartment 3, Columbia, Mississippi, 39429.
Uh-huh.
Latoya, you've done great. I want to say thank you for being patient with me through these questions, especially the medical ones. It gets confusing about who diagnosed you, who treated you, and then who is the doctor that prescribed. Well, the doctor that prescribed, that's probably very easy to remember, but while you're being under stress for the diagnosis and treatment, I can understand like getting the names and their roles confusing. So thank you for being patient. You do meet the criteria. Thank you, Latoya. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, and I've got a fantastic firm that's interested in taking on your case. And they will, when you know for certain when they agree to take the cases, through that case verification call I mentioned, okay? Before I, what you can expect next is I'll be sending you paperwork for you to sign. That's, again, that the authorization for the attorney and then authorization to get medical records. Before I send it out, I want to make sure that I got the information correct, which is you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year. Your date of your diagnosis was November 10th, 2019. Your date of birth is June 19th, 1985. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name and your last name. We've confirmed your social. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number. We've confirmed your residence address. We gathered the medical information. Everything looks good. Okay. So in any moment, you're going to receive a text message. That text will have a link to DocuSign where the forms are available for you to sign electronically. Have you ever signed forms electronically using your phone?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good. So it's going to go by smoothly. All right. By now, you should have. Yep. I was going to say you should have gotten that text by now. So you want to click on the text, and you'll see you'll have to agree to SMS messages. Then you'll see please review and act on these documents, and then you'll see my name just below that. So by now you should know I'm not an attorney. I'm a case intake specialist. I do the interview and then screen you. And then below my name, you'll see a box that you'll have to put a check mark in, and that's agreeing to electronic records and signatures. And then you can start signing. And you follow the yellow navigation buttons of start and then yellow continue. The continues will show you where your signature or your initials are needed. And then when you're done signing, you'll hit the finish button. And when you do hit finish, let me know, okay?
Okay. Oh, my handwriting is.
What's that?
Oh, my handwriting on this little box.
You're doing great. Don't worry. I'm really sorry about these unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together, but I am pleased. The name of the law firm is Pulaski Kirker. I'm sure you saw that on the agreement. Very reputable law firm. They're a national, large firm, very experienced handling complex cases like this, and they have a tremendous amount of past success already litigating on behalf of plaintiffs like yourself. If they take the case, they'll do so on a contingency basis. What that means is that they don't get paid unless they're successful in recovering damages for you. If they are successful, you get 60% of the recovery, and the firm keeps 40%, which is standard for a mass tort lawsuit or standard for personal injury lawsuits. It's very, very standard. In the event, if they're unsuccessful, if in the unforeseen event they're unsuccessful, you wouldn't owe anything to the firm. So they're taking this case on a contingency basis, which means they don't get paid unless they're successful. And I'm confident that they will be successful.
Thank you so much. What you said about the lawyer fee now is. They take out how much now?
They get 40%, and you get 60%.
Okay.
That's standard. All right, so we're almost done. The last thing I'm going to do is send you a text message from my office line. I'm in Irvine, California. I'm not a lawyer, but I am a case intake specialist. As I mentioned to you, I do the interview. But what I'd like you to have is my contact information, just in case. And more importantly is now – I'm also going to send you the name of the firm and their phone number. So if you don't get a call from them, as I mentioned to you, in a day or two, like Monday or Tuesday at the latest, give me a call on Wednesday and let me know, okay? And then I can get you in contact with the firm. All right. So bear with me here. Do you have any questions for me while I'm preparing this text?
No.
Okay.
I just want to thank you.
I want to thank you. I'm very sorry to hear about this unfortunate circumstance, the fact that you unknowingly got depot injections and unfortunately developed a meningioma. But it looks like you're under very good care of those doctors, and then you'll now be soon to be under great care of this law firm. Bear with me. Okay. So in a minute or two, you're going to get a text message from a 949 number. That's my direct number. As I mentioned to you, I'm in California. And so you could put me in, save me as a favorite on your contacts. And then you'll see a reminder, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm A4D and Pulaski Kirker. A4D is probably going to contact you because they're like a managing agency. And then the actual firm is Pulaski Kirker. Did you get the text?
I got it. I was reading it.
Oh, perfect. LaToya, we're all done here. Don't forget the case verification call. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
No.
Okay.
That's it. Thank
you. Yo, thank you. And you have a great rest of the day and a great weekend and happy holidays coming up very soon.
You too.
Okay, thank you.
That was a great one.
Oh, same to you. Take care, LaToya. Bye.